97.5. Rock Around the Region on Z97.5. Started out with a new one from Shallow Point. That is their take on Dead Souls. Now, Dead Souls was initially done by Joy Division, redone by Nine Inch Nails for the Crow soundtrack 30 years ago. So, Shallow Point took a stab at it in celebration of the 30th anniversary of The Crow. And now, of course, The Crow is being rebooted. I look at it as a reimagining just from what I've seen in the trailer. The director of the original Crow said, not cool. Brandon Lee died making this film. We should have left it alone. I guess you can all form your own opinion when the movie comes out, whether you want to see it or not. Bill Skarsgård is a fantastic actor, so it could be interesting to say the least. Definitely interesting is what I got coming up for you tonight. Part two of my conversation with really bad people is on deck. I've also got news for you on Modern Primate, and I'm going to debut brand new stuff for you from Blackwood and the Dreaded Laramie. That is coming up tonight as well. Earlier today, Jawfane stopped by the studio and we sat down and we had a very long, very hilarious, very insightful, fascinating, literally jaw-dropping conversation with this band. And I cannot wait to bring it to you. That will come in its entirety. Anytime I have a band on this show, we talk for however long we talk. I bring you every part of it because I don't want to short you on any of that experience. So while Really Bad People is going to hang with me for a few weeks, then it will be Jawfane's turn and you'll hear all of that. That's just how things work around here. So an exciting thing too, of course, they put out a brand new song with some guest vocalists on all of this. If you missed out on this last week, it features Bobby Spencer of Hollowake, Lucy Claire from Panda Forces, and Bri Lu. Check out brand new Jawfane. This is called Carry On. It's on Rock Around the Region on Z97.5. I'm rising up above, yeah. Won't let you slow me down. No one can stop me now. I got these problems in my head, painting pictures of what they said. I won't give up until I'm dead. There's no stopping, I'm way ahead. Don't
yeah. around the region with Samantha Knight. Everything that rocks. Z97.5.
Nero Vatra on Rock Around the Region. That is Earth Mover. They've got some shows you need to be familiar with. In fact, one of them with Jawfane, who you just heard, who also had guest vocalists from Hollowake. So all three of those bands, Jawfane, Hollowake, and Nero Vatra, getting together along with Hexproof. That is happening at the Pea Patch downtown Clarksville on March 30th. So next Saturday night, go support live local music. You can also check out Nero Vatra coming up on April 27th at Flavor 90s Bar in Nashville. And in the month of May, they will be back downtown with Fuzz Ripper at the Revel House. That show is on May 11th. Make sure you check out details on their Facebook page. This debuted for you last week on the show. Kind of exciting to know that even though Gold, Frankincense, and Myrrh, the three sisters split up and went their separate ways. We know that Maggie Rose is doing her own thing. And now CJ has got her own band, a new band, and digging on it. In fact, they based themselves just down the road in Franklin, Tennessee. They call themselves Morning Eve. This is The Noise on Rock Around the Region on C97.5.
I'm sick of feeling.
Found a body at the side of the road.
Rock Around the Region on Z97.5, Blackwater Down and 45. They have got a show coming up on March 29th at the Cobra, and they are welcoming Lauren Freebird to the show, doing vocals for them for this, so you might want to check that out. Check out their Facebook page. It is Blackwater Down Band is where you'll find them there. Joining me in studio once again are the gents from Really Bad People. Now, when we left off last week, you were talking about playing your first show at the age of 7.
By the time we were 10 or 11, we were playing, you know, the Muse and Rocketown in Nashville under a band called Fallen Autumn. And then, you know, we're pretty much...
I'm standing here with my jaw open because I'm astounded and I feel really old at the same time.
Yeah, this is all I've ever been, you know, put my energy into anyway. So then it never stopped really, you know. We did The Clouds Above Us, which was a pop punk type of band. And we played The Coup and we played Rocketown and we played the Nashville, you know.
Rocketown's not even around anymore, is it?
No, it's not. I'm pretty sure it's closed all the way.
I thought it closed down several years ago.
Yes, I'm pretty sure it's gone.
For a while, my bad.
Well, I mean, you moved to California and that's a whole other discussion we'll get to.
The original Rocketown was like my dream venue to play on. Yeah. The original main stage of that Rocketown, I've seen so many, you know, my mom and dad really catered to me wanting to go to shows. You know, I went to my first real show. Like, I've seen local shows before that. I went to my first concert when I was like 5, seeing Aerosmith, Kiss,
whoa!
Starwood. So, you know, from then on, it was pretty much just, you know, go, 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 you know. Then, like, you know, next couple months, I've seen Linkin Park, and, you know, it just never stopped. All the radio bands, until I got to be about 11 or 12, and I really started finding my own bands that I liked.
Right.
That were playing at places like Rocketown and smaller venues. And, you know, my mom and dad were going to Warped Tour every year. You know, my mom and dad were about that. You know, they took me.
I want to party with your mom and dad.
Yes, my mom and dad are very cool. So they definitely catered to my love for what I wanted to do. And I'm guessing you never had to take,
like, lessons. Your dad was able to teach you everything, or you learned on your own.
He inspired me. That's really how I'd say it. He told me if I ever wanted to be good, you need to sit in your room and play. You know, so.
Okay.
And that's what happened.
So how about writing then? How did you learn how to write? Or you just have a weird, ridiculous, sickening natural talent?
I really enjoy writing music. Composing stuff is very fun to me. You know, when you're that young, it's pretty much, you know, your verse, chorus. You know, you're not putting a lot of thought into structuring.
That's punk rock.
Yeah, you know, that's what we were playing, essentially.
Exactly.
So
punk rock at that age, wow, that's amazing. I've always wondered that, because it's like, there's a special skill set you have to have to play an instrument. There's a special skill set you have to sing and play an instrument, or just sing. There's a special skill set that you have to be able to write. And there's some people that can write music, but they can't do the lyrics, or vice versa.
Right.
And at 7 years old, you're figuring that out. Like, that's just...
Up until just a couple years ago, finally, we got the goat over here. I was singing and playing guitar, which was very tough, especially by the time we got to playing the music that we're playing now.
Were we playing lead or rhythm?
We kind of both, you know. We were doing a lot of crazy technical licks, which, you know, and keep in mind that's now, once we got later, it was, okay, now I need to simplify my vocal structures and do these things to, you know, take less away. It basically took away from the vocals.
You had to do less to make more, because let's face it, you guys have yourselves listed as progressive.
Right.
Math rock for the new generation. Which is just like, it's prog rock. It's just prog rock, okay? Like, I will never call Rush math rock. Dream Theater is not math rock, even though there's the most ridiculous amount of math in it ever.
Absolutely.
I mean, you want to talk fractions, holy cow. So to do something like that, and to stem out of something as simple as punk rock, and to expand to that, is really rather impressive.
Thank you very much.
Oh, he blushed. Aww.
So, you know, we don't get to talk about it a lot. You know?
Well, you know, I'm glad I could be the one to break the seal here for you. Pop your cherry, as they say, I guess. So then, Mr. Darryl, you gotta scoot up here, because I want to know how you got started on everything.
I'm a lot different from him.
Also, what's with this Barry White voice?
It's real. The first time I met him, I walked up to him in guitar class.
Lay down any, like, you talk
sing,
to the chicks that
sing.
Way, don't you?
I try. No, I was a lot different from him in the sense that there was no, like, musicians in my family.
Did anybody listen to music and, like, get it all
into
that?
Yeah, we listened to a lot of music. I'm Puerto Rican, so we grew up listening to, like, a lot of salsa music and stuff, a lot of jazz. It was a
lot of math.
A lot more math and stuff. So I had an ear for music that was just trained by listening.
Sure.
I remember getting gifted a guitar in a music book. Like, all at once, it came as like a set. And before I even touched a guitar, I got to like reading, you know what I mean? So I was able to I read music and everything like that. I went to college here at Austin Peay for...
Yeah, he's way more theory sound than I... You know, I mean, so I don't know really what
well
I'm doing, actually,
stuff.
He tells
me. I can explain
me.
What he's doing pretty well to him and stuff.
So you're like the other instruction manual for him.
But no, I was self-taught, but self-taught by... reading music.
How did you learn how to read music, though?
As a child, I guess you're like a sponge. You know
what I mean?
So I'm just
reading. You're looking at a bunch of little, you know, notes.
The books that I had were actually really well, like, broken down, like showing you, like this note is that's that. This is what this means. This is what a quarter note is, a whole note, and everything.
I just know how to read music, and that's something that's just far gone from my brain.
Yeah. So before I ever even really wanted to pick up the guitar, I was big in learning how it happens, how all music happens.
So you're kind of like the little scientist. You want to take it apart and understand how it works before you do it.
Yeah, for sure. And from there, it just turned to a lot of practicing all the time. I played in a few projects around here as well. Recorded a lot of solo stuff eventually. You know what I mean? We meet in guitar class in like high school.
Okay.
And they need a bassist at the time. And that's how I segue my way into the band. You know what I mean? Because no more Dustin at the time.
Right.
Yeah.
That's actually the poaching I was talking about earlier.
That's how we get back into it and how we're all meeting
your
again.
Your turn's coming and you got some things to answer for.
So he steals them. I come in for a while. Then we don't play for a long time. Then Dustin does come back. Eventually, I make my way back in as bass because Dustin leaves again. And
so Dustin was in, out, in, out.
In, out, in, out, in, out. Okay. It happened plenty of times.
Okay.
Just for the adulting.
Yes, for the adulting.
Then just the band kind of dissolved for a good minute, and it was just kind of me and Wesley.
And Beans.
Beans at that point, is where Beans comes in.
And Beans is your drummer who is not here today.
Yeah, we start jamming for a little bit, just me and Beans, you know what I mean, hanging out, playing guitar and drums, and I'd tell Wesley, I'm like, I got this drummer, man, he's a great drummer, you gotta hear him. And I think at that point I could see, which sadly I didn't want to let happen, the spark kind of leaving Wesley's eye, he don't want to play no more, and he thinks that's the end of the band, finally.
Oh, wow.
Lay it
definitely
to rest.
Definitely thought that was it.
And we do one practice with Beans, with all two of us, all three of us together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As the instrumental portion of the band. And Wesley comes outside right to me and he's like, he's in. We got to go ask him. It was back and he's like, this is going to happen and this is how we're going to play the song now. And that guy's definitely our drummer. And Beans walks outside to smoke a cigarette. Here's the dog. And Wesley looks right at him. He's like, you want to be
so
in our band?
You didn't ask him. You didn't just tell him, no, you're in?
He asked me. And, you know, Beans was like, yeah, that's all I want to do. I want to play in a band like this. You know what I mean? And from there, we just moved on. We kept on as a three for a hot minute, you know what I mean? And
that day we did write some songs, you know, the classic Wrote It in 5 Minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Strange Man was put together that day.
Yeah, first time jamming, we wrote, Strange Man, I'd say, and Gravity. Yeah, Gravity, I'd say, was the first
Gravity
one.
Gravity is going to be on our upcoming full length.
Perfect. And we're going to get into that, too, because Strange Man is obviously the one that I'm spinning now because of what you sent me. And I'm like, okay, I like this. This has got something. Like, I don't even know the word for it because it's just its own thing. It's its own thing all by itself, which is pretty awesome. So.
Thank you.
Rock Around the Region on Z97.5. Strange men don't sleep. Strange men are really bad people. My guest in studio right now. And before we checked out the song, we were talking about Daryl and your entrance into the band.
I feel like that's about it for me, is like from the band there. It's just been going since then. We have our set of, like you said, a new album of songs that Wesley kind of had with our old guitarist, Justin Sunby, used to be in the band and everything, too, and he had his portions to it, but they weren't, you know, solidified parts or anything like that, and I come in and write the parts that I needed to for it.
So did you start out playing guitar or start out playing bass?
In life, I started playing guitar. I do like playing bass and everything like that.
I play a little piano and everything as well.
I like to
Please
fiddle the drums.
Please don't poke your eye out over there. The funk you just heard was Wesley's eye.
Yeah, I like to fiddle around with a lot of instruments and stuff. I actually play a good bit of instruments, like some ukulele, some guitar, bass.
So you're just another natural talent over here.
Yeah. But I feel like that just comes from being able to read music, essentially.
Yeah,
because
obviously
you broke it down and figured out how it works. If I
to
sit
make
with an
work.
Instrument for a little bit, I'll probably figure it out after not too long.
Wow, that's exciting to know that. Like, that's a really interesting way to do it, because I mean, I've heard of plenty of people like picking something up and learning how to play by ear.
Yeah.
But for you to start by going, "Nah, I'm going to go ahead and figure out how to read sheet music."
Weird kid.
So, a couple of overachievers thus far in really bad people, which brings us to Mr. California over here. Johnny, Dirty Vocals. So obviously you guys go back a ways. We talked about this at the very beginning of this.
We do.
You started by letting them play in your basement, and then you borrowed their gear, and then somehow you went to California, obviously mistakenly, because you came back. So tell me about how you got started in life.
So I actually grew up on like Pantera and Metallica.
Did your mom and dad listen to that?
Yeah. Oh,
yes!
Yeah. Absolutely. So I grew up with all that heavy music, you know, and as I got older, you know, it just kind of got heavier and heavier. My sister actually used to be in a band here in Clarksville called A Left-Handed Massacre.
My band, when I was like 11, we played with them.
Okay.
Yeah, so actually the first time I met Wesley was when I was probably like 13.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and forget 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, because we're just going to go the 6 degrees of really bad people.
Honestly,
we're changing the game here.
Honestly, yeah. So I met Wesley when I was probably 12 or 13. I don't remember it.
But we know we were there because we were at Club 24/7. Shout out.
Yeah. On Fort Campbell.
Fort Campbell.
Okay. Yep. Underage.
Oh, that's actually a teen club. It was
the statute
only,
of limitations is passed anyway.
You actually had to be under 18 to go in there.
Ah, okay. Yeah. That's how they keep your little army brass corralled. I got it.
Honestly,
okay.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, so she used to be in a metal band called Left Handed Massacre. They played with Prada when they came to the church.
Probably.
They did a little bit of
Cornerstone,
stuff. Yeah. So they did some things, but so my goal, I think I was 14 years old, right? And I used to go to her shows.
And how old are you?
I'm 30.
I'm 30, okay. Are you the old man of the bunch? There's Chris.
No, Chessbeard's the old guy.
He is, yeah.
Because I've been saying he's 30 since we were like 15. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's 30.
But he's only like 32.
So I'm the second oldest.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I just made it a goal in my mind that I was going to be her vocalist.
Oh.
And so at 14 years old, I just started learning how to scream.
Started learning how to scream, not sing.
Yeah. She was in a heavy band.
He doesn't like singing.
He was in a metal band. I was going to ask, is that what you always wanted to do? Because I can understand coming up on something like Pantera, but did you always listen to Cemetery Gates? He doesn't scream all the way through it. So was the screaming like, that's what I want to do? Or you just wanted to be a vocalist and I'll figure out how to do both?
So it was the screaming for sure.
Okay.
So I've actually, for the last 16 years, I haven't even tried to learn how to sing at all. Like, I've only dedicated my life to screaming. I think there was at one point, I was in eighth grade. I spent 1 year straight every day practicing, every single day.
Did you teach yourself?
Yeah. Also,
because, I mean, I'm not going to sell what you do short by any means, because you have to have practice. Otherwise, you're going to have vocal cords the size of hot dogs and you're not going to be able to speak.
Yeah.
Because that takes some practice to do that so that you don't blow out your vocal cords and just fry everything. Because it doesn't come from there. It comes down in the gut. And I can tell you, as someone who talks for a living, I can still go to a show and I can try to talk to you like this, but I find myself, and even though I can feel it coming from down here, I will still sound like Kathleen freaking Turner the next day, because it's still going to take that toll, because I don't know the breathing and all of that just by talking.
Yeah.
So there is a very special skill set to do that as well and still have a normal sounding voice.
Yeah. And back in the day, there was no, I mean, you couldn't.
Yeah. There was so many people doing it wrong. Like,
there was no instructions at all, you know. So
Melissa Cross is probably the only person out there. Yeah, and, you know, getting lessons with her would be impossible, which is why, you know, you buy her videos now.
Yeah. 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 So I definitely destroyed my vocal cords several times.
Until you figured it out.
Yeah.
So what happened? Do you remember the day where it all of a sudden it came out of you and it felt different and you went, this is what I got to do. This is how I've got to do it.
Honestly, I was really bad up until I joined Divisive, right?
Okay.
So when I tried out for Divisive and we recorded our first song, Casualty, even that first recording is bad, you know? And so being in Divisive kind of put me in contact with, you know, other vocalists, other bands and stuff. And I started to really, really hone in and just learn how to be really good. You know, at that point, mm-hmm. I had the basics down. When I joined Divisive, I had the basics down. I could scream Casualty. I think I spent 8 hours recording one song. I did every line like five or six times.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I did every line like five or six times in different tones. That way we could kind of pick what we wanted.
Right.
Awful. I ended that night literally on the ground. Like, couldn't talk for 2 days.
Coughing up blood by this point? Like, yeah, good almost. Lord.
So I had a good basics down when I joined Divisive. And then I just kind of really focused in and learned all the extra stuff and started getting better. And I think right now I'm probably at my peak. I think this is probably as good as I'm going to get.
Yeah, deathcore is such a, you know, we're Divisive is a very vocal centered, you know, band. So if, you know, your vocals aren't good in a band like that, you're going to know it, obviously, immediately. So.
And that's why, like, you know, I think there's a difference between, you know, the deathcore and then you get into some of the other bands that, like, with this, where you blend the clean and the dirty vocals. Mm-hmm. And obviously, it works better if you have two separate distinct voices to do it, so it's not too hard on either one of you.
Right,
but then, you know, this is why I can't get into the black and the death metal, because, like, you sound like you're trying to, you know, it's a Cookie Monster throwing up and summoning Satan.
Yeah.
And, like, I can't even understand the words coming out of you. Like, I want to be able to, like, I don't care what your lyrics are, but I still want to be able to hear them and know what I'm hearing, you know?
Right, yeah.
There's absolutely. No enjoyment to me. Yeah. Like,
that's what I really appreciate about his, like, his ability as a screamer is the, like, ability to enunciate what he's saying. So, like, even if you don't understand necessarily everything, but, like, there's a good portion that you still can.
Right. So you're a clean dirty.
Yeah, so my main thing
all around her.
Even in Divisive, like, if it was one of the big things that I liked was the dynamics of going from that really disgusting just, we call them toilet bowl sounds.
Yes, exactly.
Going from that into, like, because with deathcore, you don't really have choruses, right? So I have to pick certain parts that I want to really stick into people's mind.
Try to be catchier.
Yeah.
And so that I'd make sure would be clear. Like, you would know exactly what I'm saying. Like, MKUltra, you know what I'm saying for the parts that are scary. And what's great is that translates so well into the music that we're playing right now, because there's so much happening, you know?
Yes.
So there's you really have to be, especially as a screamer, you have to be versatile. You have to be able to have, you know, when it's a nice chill part, you have to be able to make that, or a sad part, you have to make it sad. You know?
Right. You still got to be able to convey that. The emotion, even though you're not harmonizing or doing any melody.
Right.
Get up, get up! It's Rock Around the Region with Samantha Knight. Everything that rocks. Z97.5.
Set the
From just up the road in Edmonton, Kentucky, it's Blackstone Cherry, their brand new one called When the Pain Comes. Find that on their album, Screaming at the Skies. The band currently on tour with Lynyrd Skynyrd and ZZ Top, two legends, and there's a couple of close-by shows on the concert calendar for you at Z975.com. They are at the Rupp Arena in Lexington, Kentucky, coming up on Thursday, March 28th, and then they will be in Evansville, Indiana at the Ford Center on April 12th. So 3 hours one way, 90 minutes another. It should be a grand time to see all of those bands lined up together. Earlier today, I received an inbox message from the gentleman of Modern Primate, said that they just finished recording a new song yesterday, and they're going to be sending it over here in just a couple of weeks. So I'm very, very excited for that. In the meantime, follow them. Primate 77 is where you will find them on Facebook. This is Medicated Bliss. It's on Rock Around the Region on Z97.5.
With Samantha Knight, everything that rocks. Z97.5.
Knoxville, Tennessee. It's Welcome Eternity and Into Forever. It is Rock Around the Region on Z97.5. Now, things have been a little bit quiet as far as shows go. The last thing they had was like back on the 17th of February. We're keeping an eye out for some new dates for them. But in the meantime, they are getting ready to launch a brand new website. There was a little teaser video that wound up on their social media. So keep an eye out for that. That's very exciting stuff for Welcome Eternity. I am Samantha Knight. We've got to wrap things up here as our hour has flown by very, very quickly. But there are two brand new things on the horizon for you that will debut moments away when Rock Around the Region returns on Z97.5.
It's Rock Around the Region with Samantha Knight. Everything that rocks. Z97.5.
Standing there, will I be like you when you're?
is brand new from Blackwood out of Nashville, Tennessee. It's called Release Me, getting its debut on Rock Around the Region. Now, the band has a show coming up on the 12th of April at the Cobra. You can check out Blackwood Rock on Facebook to get details on all that. Digging on that new song for sure. I am Samantha Knight. Thank you so much for tuning in and checking out the show tonight. A big thanks to Really Bad People. The third part of our conversation will come your way next week on the show, perhaps with a brand new song as well. Oh, yeah. We've got all kinds of surprises up our sleeves around here. As always, again, thank you for tuning in and checking it out. You got questions, comments, concerns, you know of a band that I need to be familiar with. You are that band. Let me know. You can hit me up. Fastest way to get a hold of me is to email me, Samantha@Z975.com. Otherwise, you can find me on Facebook with Samantha Knight Radio. A couple of days ago, I got an email from the dreaded Laramie as they have got a brand new song that they sent me, which we're going to debut. They've got some shows under their belts as well. They're going to be a part of the Jorts Fest we talked about last week with Kamzen. That's coming up May 31st and June 1st. They also just posted a whole bunch of dates as they are hitting the road in the month of April, heading through like the Georgia, South Carolina, Florida area that will wrap up on the 29th of April at the East Room in Nashville. So making its debut tonight and wrapping up the program, it's the dreaded Laramie with Fishnets. It's Rock Around the Region on Z97.5. We'll see you next time.